Hey there, Patty Dominguez, episode 111 today. And it is a special show because it's an up close and personal with yours truly. And Annie Redbird, my dear friend and client, is the one that is doing the interviewing. And I literally had no idea what she was going to ask. She kept it super interesting. We talked about what it's like to be an entrepreneur, to find your message, to really understand and move from that understanding to knowing about what you're supposed to be doing in life, right? In your work, because my work is not work. It is truly my calling. It is what I love to do more than anything. I get to help women entrepreneurs every single day. And it really fills my cup. So we had a really great discussion. And what's really special about it is Annie. She's just been a really important catalyst for so many reasons to help open up awareness for me. And there's just something about her I couldn't even tell you. She's purely magic, really. So that's Annie Redbird, and she's going to be sharing what she's doing with her flower magic and design expertise, and really helping to move people from their head to their hearts. And she has a very magical way of doing that. You can find her at instagram.com/AnnieRedbird or redbirdrestorativegardens.com. So I don't know if I can convey this with so many words, but have you ever met someone that you're like, oh my God, me meeting you has been so impactful. It's bananas. That's how I feel about Annie. So you'll definitely have to check out this interview because it's really special on many levels, and I hope you enjoy it too. Have you joined the Prolific Women Entrepreneurs Group on Facebook? Yeah, hosted by yours truly, I'm sharing how to position your business to profit with all of these strategies that, of course, are actionable. And I am a big proponent of community, so anytime I can reinforce the power of community, I'm all about it. So check the group out at Prolific Women Entrepreneurs. Just do a search there for the Facebook group, and we'll see you on the inside. All right, and with that, let's get on with the show. And here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right, Annie, I'm turning it all over to you.
Hi. Well, hi. I'm really excited to be here with you. And I'm really excited to turn the tables, so to speak, and to open, you know, my intention is to open the door to Patty Dominguez in a way that for those of us who are mentored by you, you know, to tap into some things maybe that are the untold pieces, maybe the surprises and delights of Dominguez.
Okay.
And, you know, for your readership or for your listenership, I should say, you know, I will be weaving in and through our time together some of the key phrases that I have learned and come to know and understand in my time in working with you, being coached by you. So maybe it's a sort of gift for someone who can total up all of those hidden things woven in, see how many Patty Dominguez's we can catch. So one of them would be surprise and delight.
Yes.
For those listening. So that starts number one. Okay, so you know what I want to start with, because the whole premise of this interview is to turn the tables, is to say, Patty, what makes you tick? And this clearly is a way to get to know you in a deeper level, because I think, as we've talked in other times, you know, what's missing a lot of times in this crowded marketplace is the heart. And, you know, I'm very fond of that because of my unique mechanism. I'd be a Patty number two. I am very fond of the heart and the sort of heart of how we do business. And I do believe that when we get to the heart of the matter, we are positioning ourselves in a way that is truly authentic and can speak.
Yes.
Right? And so what I want to do is I want to get to the heart of you. First question in this interview is, what's your click click?
My click click?
What's your click click? Meaning, what's the thing when you know something smells right, feels right, looks right, whatever, in positioning, what does it feel like? What's your click click? Like,
yeah.
That's it.
It's so funny that you say that, because we just had that moment on in Prolific Cafe on a 911 call with Amanda. So Amanda was trying to figure out, like, honing in on the message. And when you think about that, it's like, it's not just a message, but it's like the big idea, right? And mm-hmm. so the fact of the matter is that in almost any industry, category, niche, or whatever, there's always going to be a lot of competitors. And so this is where I'm very, very passionate. And it started with a book that was given to me back in 2007, I believe. No, it was earlier than that, around 2005. Zag by Marty Neumeier, right? And I read that book and I'm like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. Is like, again, when everybody's eating, you want to zag. And I always remembered that. And I know that in the absence of that, it's just more of the same. So really celebrating the thing that makes you different, celebrating the moment that you have that gives you those chills, and like, that's it. Like, you know, you hit the mark. And for me, it's like, I get chills in my body, and it's like this literally from a cellular level, it's vibrating. It's like tingling. I'm like, this is it. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened on a call with Amanda last night, because she's in the grief market, right? So counseling and such. And so we were talking and we were just finding it. I'm like, nope, that's not it. That's not it. And I know it's not it when I don't get that feeling. Mm-hmm. If I don't get that feeling, I'm like, this isn't it. And in so many instances that's happened with clients, people in Prolific Cafe, the women that are in there, and I see it, and it's not for a lack of doing the work. It's like, you haven't hit the mark yet. You haven't hit the mark. There's something missing. And so when you really get to that level, and it's very exploratory, it's very organic, that yes, you can put a framework and a formula on it, but there's a level of intuition that what I'm asking is, when we can crowdsource that, because we've been on those calls, right, Annie, where we as a collective are around each other and one of us brings one thing and then we grab it and go. It's like a relay race, and you like passing on the baton in such a fluid way. It's a magic. And that happens when you have the power of the collective. And that's why I'm so passionate about the community aspect of building this community, because we can crowdsource success for each other in such an abundant and profound way. And that's what, literally, I got tingles again, because it's like, that's how you know. Right. That's at the core. Right. That's my core purpose.
Well, and the thing, you know, just to close that out, it is like a really sacred circle.
Yes.
Of women who are doing actually the thing that we have done since ancient times. We come together, this collective, this creative collective. And that is something that I truly appreciate about PC and what we can do there. And the other piece in that I think is mighty and important is that we can sense it. And that's not discussed. These sort of pieces of intuition and sensing, and then sharing it with and crowdsourcing, those are things that are uniquely different about you and what you have set up in your community. Is that, you know, you're not in a group of 3,000 people. This is an opportunity to really get to that level of sensing, which comes deeply from the heart. And that is what I was getting at about the click click.
Yeah.
So I want to go to what is the best lesson to date in this lifetime? What's the best lesson that you have lived, received, and that you've given?
Ooh, two. Okay. That I've received is the thing about understanding versus knowing, and really, really honoring that it's not about me. Right. So we've talked about it a lot. And this is something that I didn't really understand until last year with you. And like, you were really a catalyst for that. And to me, this is how I know. I'm like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And what happens is when you find that the deepest sense of purpose is when you're like, this is it. This is where I've landed, where I'm supposed to land. And I know people talk about, oh, this is really my dharma. This, I'm like, is it? Are you paying lip service to it? Or do you feel it with every fiber of your being? Because when you're like that, like, that's why I'm like relentless about, I genuinely want everyone to succeed in my community. I genuinely want that. It's like, we have to figure this out. It's like a puzzle. And so while I can't carry anybody on my back, you can count on me. Like, I'm your ride or die to help you figure this out, because what that unlocks is the knowing for you. So it's like, my purpose is to help unlock the knowing that each of you have inside of you. That's mm-hmm. it. So that's mm-hmm. my gift back, because I received it and I know it. I feel this relentless passion to do the same for other women.
And, you know, I wrote next to, on my notes, I wrote right next to it, know and understand.
Yeah.
But that would, you know, anticipating, because I've watched you do that. The thing that's really interesting about that is rather esoteric, right?
That is
rather esoteric. And so, for those of us who love and live in the esoteric, that can be really fun. But the thing that I really like, about your style is you're like, put the roller skates on and roll. Like, you just got to roll now. You got to experience it to know if it is.
Correct.
And the steps you take us through are invaluable for that. And you know, sure, there may be like a face plant, but then it's like, you know, kind of getting back up and going, okay, I did this, you know, and you and I have discussed just recently, you know, I did something and I realized I gotta pivot, because there's more here that I need to look at. Yeah. And that was really good to experience. And now I'm moving. Okay, so you're saying to me that the best lesson that you've been given and that you have given is one and the same.
It is. It is. It is.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. So what's one story? Because, you know, in positioning, because I mean, that is where you've hung your hat and your heart is positioning. Right? A thing that is not widely discussed, shared, you know, talked about in the courses, whatever, is this positioning thing. And as women, when we take a position, we root in, right? And we can often know position where we need to go because of that strong intuitive sense. And so positioning has been the thing that's been missing, I think, in a lot of these, in the many, 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 many years that I've been on this, in this online thing. And it's about impart story.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Right? And because we can't really convey position unless we're telling story, because story resonates. You can hear the change in my voice. Story hits us in our heart.
Yes.
Right. So of all the stories that you've told, all of them, can you tell us one that sits parked, that maybe hasn't been shared? One that gives us a little bit of like a little bit more into Patty Dominguez?
I would say that one of the biggest opportunities that I have yet to really dive into, like just cannonball, where I've seen that people own it. I mean, we were just talking about, there's a prominent expert in the marketplace, and she's like, hey, I'm in the shit. You know what I mean? And just really yes. owning that. So there's an element of, I was just having a conversation today with a friend of mine who's also a client, and she was saying, she's like, you have this like, and she's like, I don't want to be offensive. And so we were just kind of talking about how I'll throw out an F-bomb if it's to punctuate a thought. But somehow I don't do that in my marketing enough. Like, and I'm, it's like, it's not that I'm shying away from it, but I'm not 100% authentically there yet. And it's because it's almost like, I don't know what I'm waiting for, this like permission line, like just go ahead and step into it. Right. It's just that little, it's like I'm at 98, but I'm not at 100 yet. All right. We are about halfway through the show, and I wanted to stop by with a quick share, exciting share that I have. Have you ever heard of Prolific Cafe? It is my women-only business membership, but it's more than a membership. It's more than the content. It's more than the coaching. It actually has one of the best communities out in the marketplace. And the reason why I say that is because we have built a beautiful community of mavens. That's what we call each other. And we really celebrate successes. We help move each other forward. And the support system is actually incredible. And the reason why that's important is because being an entrepreneur can be a really lonely game. And as much as it's important to have the right type of coaching, of course, having the right courses, of course, it's community. That's the difference maker. And there's nothing like having a support system that's right behind you through the journey. So right now I'm offering a trial of Prolific Cafe. It is by application only. So if you're interested, head on over to prolificcafe.com. where we can have a conversation, I can share more about what Prolific Cafe offers, and really to see if it's a good fit. So with that, head on over to prolificcafe.com for this exclusive offer, prolificcafe.com. All right, now back to the show. And what I've been experimenting lately is just, I used to prep for my podcast, and I would take some notes and an outline, and now probably after, I would say, the last 20 episodes. So for the last 20 weeks or so, I just turn on the button. Like, I literally go back into the archives of my mind. And at this point, with our, the age that we are, right? Like, as Gen X women, we have a whole collective of stories and experiences that it's great to recall. Like, we totally laugh and giggle upon. I'm like, oh my God, Annie, if I would have known you in college, it would have been over. Game over. Oh, yeah. Right? Like, oh, yeah. Game over in the 90s. Like, we would have been like so crazy. So these are the kind of stories that I handpick, and I'm just like, oh, that's a story that meant this to me. And this is a story that ignited that in my, it, that passion in me, and this and that. And I think that I say that all to say is that I'm just opening up, I'm hitting the go live button, and I'm not scrutinizing anything that I'm doing. So I can honestly say that the product that I've put out there, I think, is way better because I've started doing that even more. So I'm at 100%, like, unapologetic. This is me. I'm not for everybody. And I truly don't give a shit if you don't like it. And it's just more of that's coming, and it's just organic. And so I have so many stories of all my years, and I can go into the ugly. I could talk about how, you know, my childhood and how screwed up I was and all these things that happened to me and this and that. And it's not, and I heard this the other day, which was really significant. It's like, why do we hide from our story? Because if you were to ask a group of 100 people who's had childhood trauma or who's had pain, everyone's going to raise up their fucking hand, right? Yeah, so it's just that, it's just owning it. We're all in this human experience. And in the game of life, right? Like Florence Scovel Shin, it's like, it's just a game. Just remember that. So kind of bringing full circle into this conversation that I had with a friend of mine is, I'm working on a sales page, and she's like, this is still not hitting the mark with who you really are. Cause you're kind of like hood rat, but you're also woo. Cause I was born very inner city, and I was literally born in East LA, like so hood. And then I have this element of woo. So it's like, I have these parts to me where I'm like, I'm more quiet and grounded now, but don't get it twisted. I'm not weak. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like this weird dichotomy that I'm like really exploring and just being more unapologetic. So you're going to see more of that in the podcast and things that I do. And it feels really good. And so I encourage everybody to do the same. Like, don't wait as long as I have, because that's what makes it fun. And it just, if you're in that flow, it's just so much easier and it's fun. And I feel like I'm finally into that 100%.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah.
And so there are stories yet to come for us.
Exactly. I mean, even today, like I launched a podcast today and it was about the tamale guy, right? And what the tamale guy in Chicago taught me. And the thing that he taught me is he knows how to create desire. Because at 2 a.m. when we were all shit-faced at the club, all you want is a tamale from the tamale guy who's standing in front of you. And he was standing there. He was catering to a starving crowd. Genius. Okay,
I would say that may not be the only thing that you want. But sure. Sure. The tamale is a good substitute.
Right.
Okay. So, all right. So I want to get to this. You mentioned game. You mentioned Florence Scovelshin and you talked about game. So I want to play a little game.
Yeah.
I want to play a little improv game. I know that you're a big fan of the improv. Okay. So, before we go there, I want to know, what is the golden rule of positioning?
The golden rule of positioning is that it's work, it's unsexy, but it helps you zag. And in the absence of that, you're just a commodity. Like, I literally don't understand how people cannot start with positioning.
All right. The golden rule of positioning is to fucking position.
Yeah. You have to. Yeah. You have to. Because otherwise you're going to get
take
lost.
Take a position.
Yeah. Take a position. Right. And I love how you said that. I almost had that visual of, as women, it's like, what's your position? Where are you planting your message? Like, to say, boom, I'm here. This is what I stand for. And this is what it's about, succinctly. Because the thing is, we get very enamored with our ideas. But if the person on the receiving end doesn't get the, oh my God, I need
the click,
this,
click.
The click, click, you've lost it. And that's what it is. It's creating, capturing mind share in your prospect's mind. And that's only available through positioning.
Right. And the translator of the designer over here would be, it's establishing yourself in the landscape of that person's life.
Yes.
You are establishing yourself as an expert and as someone to be there of service to help heal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So in the improvencyclopedia.org, so there's 5 basic rules of improv. Don't deny.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask open-ended questions.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be funny. And you look good if you make your partner look good.
Mm-hmm.
And tell a story. Okay, so those are the 5 basic rules of improv. I just want the listeners to know that as I go to these scenarios. Ready? We'll just do some one-liners. I'm going to throw, you're going to catch. Yes, I feel like we're on a show.
Okay.
I just want your response.
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe how crowded this marketplace is.
And I guess I'm going to leave because I'm not really feeling anything.
Good. Okay. The best rule of improv is there are no mistakes, only opportunities. So now we go to this. Hey, this position, I don't know if this position makes me look good.
How about if I turn it upside down? It's going to make me look at it from a different perspective. Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not? Love it. Okay. Last one, improv. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out which end of the hose this cash flows out of.
The cool thing is it can flow out from both.
It can?
Yeah.
The point of those questions, because each one is probably what you hear a ton of.
Yeah.
The market is so crowded, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if this position makes me look good.
Yeah.
And then like, I just want cash flow. I just want cash flow.
Right.
The whole thing goes back to what I've learned from you.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. I love the host thing. It could come up from both sides because we talk about, I want to move everybody from trading time for money. We bring in that social construct that you have to trade time for money. You have to coach and you get paid for the hour. And what if I told you that there's an income spectrum, and in that income spectrum, you can create passive income, you can create collaborations, affiliate commissions, courses. That's why I'm always preaching to you guys, like everything's an asset. And what if you start seeing yourself as this like mogul that has all these little, you'll appreciate this, like these little pods of seeds that you're planting everywhere. And then you get money from different pods. And doesn't that make it so fun?
Yes.
Right. And then that second example is like, well, turn it upside down. Tell me what it looks like this way. Like the most zaggy thing you can do, just zag it and see what happens and be unafraid and be exploratory with it. And the first one that you said is like, it's not nothing standing out here. Let's go. And that's what happens, right? If you're just saying, oh, I'm a health coach or this and that, your prospects are going to be like, anyway, they're not even going to be looking at you. But if you say something completely different, they're like, wait a minute, tell me more. Those are the three magical words that we all want as like as coaches, business owners, solopreneur, women, female entrepreneurs, et cetera. It's like, tell me more about that.
Right.
That's it. That's the game changer.
And to close on this, as Tina Fey writes in her Bossy Pants, the second rule of improv is yes and.
Yes and, yeah.
Yes and. And when we can touch someone's heart and they say yes and tell me more.
Yes.
Then we have bypassed all of the plane. And we are in the kaleidoscope of possibility in how we help people do whatever we're here to do, right?
I love that. I love the kaleidoscope of possibility. I love that, Annie. You're so colorful. And yeah, and do you see how those three things that we talked about has everything to do with, I love what you said, starting with the heart and really coming from a place of serving and what have you. And now the pricing is a non-issue. It's an issue because the person is gay. It's like, no, I want to know more. How can you help me? Because they're looking at the aspirational self of what's possible for them. And you've opened their eyes. That's priceless to what's possible, priceless. You know?
And what else is priceless is this time together. And you know that I value any opportunity to sit down with you and talk. So thank you for allowing me to turn the tables, to flip the switch, to blow the skirt, whatever you want to say.
Annie Redbird, tell everybody how they can connect with you and how would you say what you do?
Oh, thank you. Yes. I'm so not prepared. No, seriously. I am Annie Redbird, Redbird Restorative Enterprises. I am a sanctuary siren is what I would say, helping people create sanctuary from the inside out. And, you know, the position I take is to support people in their midlife crisis, in that place of, you know, coming through an experience of probably overdoing, and sort of realigning identity with the true sanctuary heart harmony and to heal that reconnection. Yeah.
That's beautiful, beautiful. And how do people get in touch with you? What's your domain, your URL, all the good stuff?
Well, all that jazz, redbirdrestorativegardens.com. But you know, really where I like to have conversation is over on Instagram. Annie Redbird, easy peasy, that's where you'll find me.
Annie Redbird, thank you so much for interviewing me, for us like turning or like flipping the script and you asking me these questions. I legitimately, you guys had no idea what Annie was going to ask me. So I hope it was okay. And I played along nicely. And thank you so much, Annie. You have no idea how much I value you on so many levels because we just have the best conversations and they're authentic and they're real and they're, I think, unafraid, which is really beautiful when you can have conversations as friends and really just say, this is my deal, this is what I believe or whatever. And there's so much respect, admiration, and just honoring each other that happens that I'm very thankful for. So thank you, Annie. You're very special to me.
Well, Gracias. And I feel the same. I feel absolutely the same. And I think that if anything, what we leave people with here today is exactly that, that there ain't no more time not to be real. Ain't no more time not to be real.
Oh my God, Annie, that is so true. Now more than ever, right? Like, guys, this is it.
This is it. And this is the position.
Yes.
This is the position.
This is it. So, I love that. All right. I love you, Annie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Thank you so much for checking out the Positioning to Profit podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And also, it would mean the world to me if you would take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcast player. It really helps to get the word out about the podcast and, of course, the featured guests. And lastly, please make sure to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them. And use hashtag positioning to profit so that I can search you out and connect that way too. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time.